Close to 150 people turned out last night for an information session on the proposed Twin Pines Minerals Mine near the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge. The big question many people have about the proposed mine is what it would do to the water underground. Those concerns were clear last night. People crowded around hydrogeologist Bob Holt, who's consulting for Twin Pines.
The thing that I'm committed to doing is to make sure that the model that I build is constructed thoughtfully, that good scientific practice is applied, and that, you know, it's not rushed to meet a deadline.
Holt expects the detailed computer model will back up his preliminary finding that the new methods they use will have a minimal impact. But many weren't convinced. Joanna Jacobs has roots in the area and traveled from Atlanta to Folkston for the meeting. She's concerned that the science on the project isn't ready yet.
I'm not a fearmonger. I'm just highly concerned about an unproven method coming into a natural habitat that we can't put back.
The company says the finished data will be available before the public comment period ends September 12th. They're hosting another information session tonight in St. George. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Folkston.